gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Stefan Hantel, and as a signature I used always S. Point Hantel, and suddenly this point got lost. I'm grown up in Germany, and I was always into music, into pop culture. I did a lot of experiments and research with electronic music, so I'm grown up by the early days of, let's say, the electronic revolution of club culture. And while doing those projects and releasing CDs as a DJ, I got more and more invitations to Eastern Europe. So suddenly I find myself playing in places like Kiev or Moscow. And one day I took a chance to say, okay, I would like to see the place where my family is coming from. And this is Bukovina. And I traveled there, and on one side I was kind of impressed to see all these kind of things which reminds me of the past, you know, like the old architecture. I mean, this kind of atmosphere which is still alive. But on the other side, it was kind of hard and very disappointing, because all these rich cultural things, you know, different nationalities, the different religions, it doesn't exist anymore. Second World War, nationalism and a lot of stupidity just wiped it all out. And that's the main reason why my family just immigrated from there. And even the music culture is not existing anymore. So when I came back to Berlin, I asked myself, well, this definitely is part of my own identity. So why should I run after the new fashion from London or from New York? It sounds for me more logic to dig a bit more into my own roots, in my own identity. And this was the start when I did the first research on the music culture, and I thought about, okay, what can I do to re-establish this unique idea?
Check it out now.
The Bukovina Club Orchestra is an idea which came in the moment when I went out of the studio after all these productions and remixes and whatever. I said to myself, well, we have to make a kind of spectacle, we have to make a performance. This is the best way to be with the people and to see what is going on. I want something which is hot, which shows a kind of sex and, you know, all those crazy energies. And while working on those projects, I always met musicians from all over the place. So Vesna Petkovic, for example, the singer of Bukovina Club Orchestra, she's coming originally from Serbia, from the south of Serbia. She studied jazz in Austria, so she was totally into jazz music. And we met, and somehow I asked her, so what about, you know, the music from your neighborhood, you know? What about this? I mean, you are so into this jazz and you are so great and perfect. And step by step, while going into that direction, we found other musicians around us. So there's Marcos Darius, this is the drummer, and he's also the partner in the studio with me. Lothar Lesser, accordionist. Kurt Bauer, violinist. Then we have Janis Vuk, which comes from Slovenia. So you can see this orchestra is a kind of, let's say, cocktail, you know. I think it's good to have characters which have a strong opinion and identity, and so for creating something, I'm very glad to found those people. And it changed also, you know, like sometimes people are coming, are joining, or they are going away. It's an open situation. So you can see, if you ever have a chance to see Bukovina Club Orchestra, every concert more or less is something unique, because in 2 weeks maybe there is a changing, a new musician or what else. So it's a kind of running idea.
Thank you.
first step was maybe the movies of Kusturica, which brought this kind of music even more further than the typicalish Eastern European countries. The problem is that this kind of cliché for most of the people shows an idea of reality, but I don't think it's existing. One of the first things which I recognized when I traveled to Bukovina and even the region, even Romania and back, most of the music is not happening anymore. Most of the countries in Eastern Europe or Balkan, let's say the roots of the music culture is something which happens here and there, but if you listen to, let's say, the radio or the general music scene, there you have the typicalish, I don't know, Euro, trance, mix, whatever. And this sound from continental Europe, for me, it's not, it doesn't represent a country. For me, it shows that this area, continental Europe, whatever that means, it was always a giving and taking and a mix and exchanging of ideas and things. In the early days, we heard this music maybe only on world music festivals. The problem was with the world music scene that they try to keep this music still in a kind of, let's say, ethnical background. So it's a bit like a museum style. It's not really developing or exchanging. And I think I treat this music more as inspiration. My vision was, with the experiment and with the exchange of those inspirations from Southeastern Europe, it could be a chance that this this sound can be an equal part, comparing to what's hip-hop or melody rock, whatever, you know. We should not treat it as something ethnically or world music, whatever. The music roots from Eastern Europe became more a reaction to the typicalish Anglo-American music mainstream, whatever that means. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with the Anglo-American music, not at all. But I think if it's always like that, something is missing. And I see in places like Berlin or Vienna or Zurich or even Paris, there is a young generation, definitely, they are very curious and very hot to hear and to celebrate and to dance this kind of music culture, which is a mix of Western elements and, of course, Eastern elements. So myself, I'm doing always this kind of experiences wherever I go, if it's Istanbul or Oslo or Rome or Madrid, that what I'm doing is exotic. But it reminds people something from the past, something from the history, some memories, whatever it means. But for myself, I would like to, let's say, put this hybrid sound into a new level, into a new direction, you know. I would like to see this music more as a, let's say, independent genre in music culture.
Maestro, mi diverto. Schneider on the saxophone, maestro Ricardo Winkler.
Great to play on stage with musicians. It's also great to do DJ sets or to do sound systems.
It doesn't matter for you.
No, I don't make that big difference. Like, I can enjoy trying to work with acoustic elements, but also electronica is for me the same part. This is for me the same with instrumental music and songs. I can enjoy both. Germany, and this is a country which is full with immigrants from all over the places in Southeastern Europe, but as you can see, the culture is not really happening in daily life. And with Bukovina Club, when I started this project, it was somehow the first time that this music entered a new direction and a new level. So people who didn't have any familiar background or knowledge, whatever, they just discovered this music as something totally energetic, totally emotionally, totally, let's say, fresh and new. The last project which I did was the soundtrack for the new Fatih Akin movie, On the Other Side. It happened more or less accidentally. So I was playing in Istanbul, and before the show there was a kind of dinner, like the promoter, some journalists, whatever. We had a big table, good conversation, and suddenly three guys just popped into the situation. And we had a kind of, let's say, intense discussion. And after this dinner, we went to the club where I was playing, and this whole evening became a very kind of hysteric party night. So we were just dancing and partying in this club Babylon in Istanbul, which is really a hot spot. And then we went to the streets in the morning, you know, the sun was rising. Then we went to the hotel, you know, talking, discussion, whatever. And then I think it was something like 7 o'clock. This guy said to me, "I want you to make the music of my new movie." And I was like, "What is he talking about? You know, what's going on?" And that's it. So I went back home and we just were somehow disconnected. 6 weeks later, there was a serious phone call, and I went to Hamburg, and we said, "Okay, let's do it." So what I want to say is that those things, they just happen, you know. When I read the script the first time, immediately I had an idea of what kind of music I want to do. And the music was even finished before the movie was shot. So the film team, they just went to the location and shoot the movie and had always the music in the earphones. And I think for me, as a musician, doing a soundtrack is a good experience to do something more beside this kind of let's say rock and roll, circus, playing festivals and clubs. Film music is much more atmospheric, is much more laid back, you know, very emotionally, and I really enjoyed this kind of work.
A legend, no one in the legend. Oh.
Moscow. Shot! My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Transylvania. Now we live in suburbia without any fans of Brasileira. My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Transylvania. Now we live in suburbia without any fans of Brasileira.
Serbia or in Macedonia, the same tune, the same melody, but totally different words and whatever, totally different recordings. And you can say definitely this idea, this melody, this composition is maybe 200-300 years old, and always somebody else added something to it. I think the general idea of making music is somehow a creative plundering. In the moment when it comes to a clever, intelligent creation, then something new is happening, you know. And this is the story of music. It's about research, it's about interaction, whatever, experiment, and then the people, you know, the consumers or just the dancers or the listeners. And immediately you have this kind of feedback, and you cannot, let's say, work with a concept or with a guarantee. I mean, you can work on a song, on a composition, you say, wow, it's fantastic, it's great, it shows the, I don't know, and then it doesn't work, you know. Another one, which sounds for you very simple, very easy, and you say, okay, I can't release it, it's too simple. And then it's just like an explosion. This is the magic about doing art. And I think for me, this magic, this is the essence. so far, the dynamic that happened all around my projects puts me always in interesting new levels and new projects. So I never planned those things, and I'm very open-minded to everything of what is going to happen. And I can't promise right now that in 5 years I will do this or that. I think I would like to continue this kind of, let's say, high quality, or let's say, never compromising, or never try to catch the whole attention. On one side there will be the experiment, and the other side there will be going out to the people, play on festivals, in clubs, whatever, just to see the direct reaction. I think this is the best balance of those kind of work.
Thank you. Nem élhetsz hazugsággal a szívedben egy életen át.
Na, jól van, mely csak úgyis csak bal szerencsét hozom.
Igen, és te mit hozol neked?
Bocsásson meg, ki az ember, de túl hangosan beszélgetnek.
Nézz szembe a múlttal.
Úgy nem tűnik el valaki.
Nincs hírre az édesanyád.
Mondd el minden titkod. Gyógyítsd be a léleksebeit.
Ezen a helyen történt mindez?
Új, anyád elment.
24 óra egy asszony életéből. Olasz játékfilm Stefan Zweig regényéből szerda este 9 órakor a Duna Televízióban.
Kik maguk?
A vörös brigádosok.
Háborút indított az alvilág ellen.
A nemzet hatalmas veszélyben van.
Hitt a törvény és az igazság erejében.
Kell ide valaki, aki végre rendet rak.
Ezen a földön az utolsó szó a fegyvereké.
Kik rabolták el?
Egy tiszta ember igaz története. Maffia péntek. A tábornok halála. Az olasz játékfilm első részét péntek este 9 óra 40 perckor tekinthetik meg a Duna Televízióban.